Every day you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5, 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet James,
the people's accident attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. One of them has yet another reason to despise his least favorite airline. Let's get back to Gatos and Chad.
In about 20 minutes, we're going to speak to a guy who was on that United flight. You know, where the engine went into, everybody's yard. Everybody got a piece of it, right?
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. They landed it safely, but once again, United. Oh, gosh. They gave me vertigo one year.
It was powered by bunnies!
So, the gentleman we're going to bring on was sitting right near the wing and watched the whole thing go up in flames.
Yeah, that's not the...
And here's the other thing. He started to videotape it. I don't know if I would do that. Would you take your phone out and start, like, doing that? It'd be like...
Yeah. That's what people do nowadays.
Really?
That's what people do.
Isn't it crazy?
Everything that happens.
We're going to die, so I have to know everybody...
It's a possibility, so I don't want to be the person that doesn't go viral.
Oh. All right. So, we'll talk to Travis... Luke, who's a passenger on the United flight that just started, dropping parts of the engine.
And just to let you guys know, he is enjoying himself and his family.
He tried to get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over a couple stories here.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's try and do like two or three quick stories because there's so much going on today. So did President Biden hit the right tone or did he bum us all out? I don't want to say that flippantly. I don't even know if flippantly is a word, but you know what I mean. So he had a speech to the nation. We carried it at 4. He went about 8 minutes. And today is a tough milestone for the U.S., 500,000 COVID deaths. But do we need a somber speech right about now? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think we need a somber speech. I want a we're gearing up. We're getting vaccines out to people. We're putting them in arms. I mean, I think Biden's speech... would have been great for last year because we needed some of that last year and we didn't get it.
Right speech, wrong time.
Yeah.
I think it would be great for when we're through this thing and we have a time to settle and get back to normal, that we have a moment where we reflect on certain things. I just think at this moment in time, people are trying to look forward and I think they're over the doom scrolling and they want to hear some good news. And they're moving forward. And when you're coming out today talking about, hey, we're going to be wearing masks till X, Y, and Z, I just think it was too much.
While we've been fighting this pandemic for so long, we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow.
He's right. But it's not that we're numb to 500,000 deaths. It's that we're just, last year was so awful for everyone. Everyone was in their personal hell, whatever that was. I lost my mom. Some of you out there, you got sick. It could be anything. We have to move on. And that was just my big thing. I don't want a somber speech. I want to know how he's getting vaccines out to Arizona, to the rest of the nation, so we can get back to normal. That's all I care about right now.
You know, it's a number. And Stalin, who was arguably one of the worst human beings to ever live, used to say, the death of a million, is a statistic. The death of one is a tragedy. And because you would know that person. And at this point in time, I think there is a bit of numbness that is a part of this. And I think there's also people don't know what to trust anymore. People are getting frustrated. They're hearing how things are coming down, but they're telling us, we may have to hunker down even longer. And I think after a while, you're starting to get people who are not only numb, but they've stopped paying attention because they don't know what they're going to get from day to day. And I think we're getting a lot of that.
Yeah, we're trying to get a little joy, especially this year, because there wasn't much joy last year.
Hell, I'd even say I'd go see a baseball game, and we all know my love of not baseball.
You don't like baseball.
I like playoffs.
Okay.
But,
I'd like to sit outside and watch a ball game.
I will go watch two high school teams play each other, JV, at this point.
Yeah, I know. One of the other stories, the guy in Peoria who tried to kidnap his child and got into a fight with the child's mother. They were both in the car as it was moving. She got out of the car. Somehow, he decided to stop the car and run her over. Guy is a murderer. He's dead.
Dead. No longer with us.
Right. Question. Let's talk about the mom's family.
Okay.
Are you happy? Or are you like, he took the easy way out. He committed suicide. He didn't have to go to trial. He wasn't brought up on murder charges. He didn't rot in jail. He didn't get the death penalty. He took his own life, he tried to take his own life, went into a vegetative state, and he's dead. So, and I don't care about this guy, by the way. I don't care about him at all. I care about the child, and I care about the mom who passed away in the family. And I will say, this guy, I care about his family because they have to live with what he did. But if you're the family of the mother who is dead, I don't think this makes it.
No.
This isn't good.
No, this doesn't bring anybody back. And here's the other thing. That child is going to be in a position where everybody's going to know your dad killed your mom. It's a horrible situation. We will never know all of the story that went on and with this. And that's where you feel the pain in a situation like this, that every time they look, they're going to see their daughter, but they're also going to see him. And he is part of who that child is. And there is a lot of the pain that is going to be, you know, psychological for a lot of them that they're going to be going through for a long time. I don't think they're happy.
No.
And I don't think they're relieved. I think that, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if both families got together and just, you know, commiserated with one another over a situation that was absolutely heinous. Now the best thing is, how do you focus on the child and help raise the children? Because there's another child, too, and raise the children through all of this.
Older child, right.
Yeah. In you know, just getting them through this to try to give them as normal life as possible with strength and understanding rather than turning them into victims.
Yeah. Last week we talked about that a businessman.
Yes.
Who decided his name is something named Ryan Bryson.
Yeah.
So he's the guy who stopped his car, yelled obscenities, was saying degrading things to
people waiting in line to get food.
Correct. Told kids
and
that,
not like at a fast food restaurant, like they're hungry and they need to feed their family.
Told kids that were in a car, your parents are failures. The guy got arrested. He got arrested. What did he get arrested for?
Disorderly conduct.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. Disorderly conduct. Yeah.
I have to be honest. I do not. If that's what he got arrested for, and I don't know the whole story of how long he was out there. I don't know a lot of those things, but I will tell you this. Screaming and yelling out of a window. Did you threaten to kill anybody? Because you didn't yell fire in a crowded theater. So I do have a question about, was this, if you know, he's got a right to be a jerk. Nobody says you don't.
Does it come to the point of harassment?
That's,
and so, yeah. And, you know, this guy's a business owner in Buckeye. I hope he loses his business over this. I hope nobody goes and uses them, and then he has to end up in a food line.
He was not. He showed no remorse.
And that's the other thing. He said, "No, I'm not ashamed of myself at all." And he's a terrible human being.
Well,
as low as it gets.
You know, and I just look at this and think it's a very sad situation that somebody wouldn't have remorse, sympathy, and understanding for people. And there's a difference between a hand up and a handout.
Right.
And people are going through stuff. People that wouldn't imagine me going through this a year ago, as we head into a year of this pandemic, or facing situations never thought. It's ridiculous.
And if you're the owner of like a business, I guess it's Highside Electric in Buckeye, what did you just tell the community? You just told the community, don't hire me. And he deserves that. All right, coming up next. What's it like to sit on that exact plane, the United airplane?
Are they flying it again?
The engine burst into flames, and the gentleman we're going to talk to next was sitting on that plane. What was it like? He'll tell us next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Terror in midair. A plane's engine coming apart just moments after taking off. Passengers terrified as they witnessed the fiery pieces of the engine. People on the ground watched as the debris began to rain down.
That was a scary story over the weekend. On Saturday, you got 241 people on a flight from Denver to Honolulu, and they open up their windows and they see an exposed engine spewing flames and pieces are falling to the ground.
Yeah, you do not need to be a mechanical engineer or scientist to realize the engine doesn't look like that.
Joining us is Travis Luke. He was actually on that plane, and he's now in Hawaii. Travis, how are you today?
Doing good. Big smiles on our faces.
So when did you know that there was something wrong?
Well, there was a boom. You know, there was a loud boom. And it's not the sound you want to hear on an airplane. Coming out of Denver, there's always a lot of turbulence, but this was different. As soon as you heard that boom, you knew something was wrong.
You hear the boom. You know, I say this, you will never see more people find religion than you do at 35,000 feet in the air. How far along in the flight were you?
We had just gotten over 10,000 feet approximately. I think we were about 20 minutes into the air. And we heard the boom, and I had either the worst seat or the best seat because I could open my window and see the engine. I knew it was not good.
So you had a seat on the wing where you could see the engine?
Yeah. Yeah, I have quite a video of it. I can send you if you want it.
As soon as you hear the boom, you opened your window and you saw fire.
Yeah, I didn't see fire right away. I just saw that the casing of the engine was missing. And it wasn't functioning properly. There are little stretches of videos that I took that had a little flame. I can see the turbine from the front. So the flames were more out the back, which I couldn't see. But I could see that the engine was not right. My wife doesn't love to fly.
Oh.
And so she didn't want to see it. And I just, you know, squeezed her hand and couldn't wait to get on the ground is really the way I was looking at it.
Oh. Talking to Travis Luke, he was on United Flight 328 that lost a portion of their engine with a little bit of explosion and some terror. What was it like? So, you know, this is the thing. I've a couple of my buddies, they're pilots for major airlines and stuff, and it's always about keeping you cool. How was the flight attendants? How were the pilots? Because, you know, you never want to hear terror inside of your pilot's voice. How were they?
You know, we didn't hear a lot from the pilots right away because they were busy. The plane was actually quite calm. I don't know if I would say calm, but it was just dead quiet. Mm. Everyone knew there was something serious going on, but there wasn't screaming or yelling. It was quiet with you know, you could kind of feel the tension in the air. The flight attendants, you know, seemed to do a pretty good job, but they didn't really know what was going on either. So the best announcement we got was we'll be landing in 4 minutes.
Oh.
But that was, you know, we were still in the air for another 20 or 25 minutes maybe after the boom. So that was the longest 20 minutes that you can imagine looking, because all I was doing was looking at that engine. I thought it was going to fall off.
Oh, gosh.
Completely.
Travis Luke is joining us. He's now safely in Hawaii, but he was on the flight from Denver to Hawaii that had turned around because basically one of the engines caught fire. So you're sitting there with your wife. You know something's wrong. Could you sense that there was fear on the plane from the passengers? And if so, how did you sense that?
Yeah, there definitely was some fear, but it wasn't loud or screaming or yelling, anything like that. But there was just, you know, you could just sense the tension. Everyone's kind of looking at each other. And, if you know, everyone's wearing masks, so all you can see is eyes. And you saw some big eyes, I guess, is kind of what was going on.
Oof.
So, yeah, you know, just really thankful that they got us down as fast as they did. And imagine if this would have happened over the ocean or, gosh, even over the Rocky Mountains, it could have been a disaster. So kind of thankful it happened when it did, early enough to turn around and get back to the airport.
So, Travis, you guys land. I'm sure a big cheer goes out. Everybody's excited. Did you get to go down the big did they let you guys go down the little slidey thing? Or did they make you just take a regular way out?
No, we landed. The plane did cheer. And then the firemen came out and sprayed down that engine. We probably sat on the tarmac for an hour. They ended up towing us to a hangar. Everyone was pretty thankful to get off that plane.
What freebies did you get? Because if you're on a plane where the engine explodes, don't you get a couple of freebies? What did they give you?
Yeah, we got a call yesterday, and they offered us $700 in travel credits each. So,
all right.
$1,400 for my wife and I.
Was there any hesitation, Travis, to go, you know what? Let's just punt on this trip. Let's just go home.
Because you had to get back on another plane.
You guys are going to Hawaii, right? You guys are in Lanai right now. So you had to go from a big plane that almost exploded back to another plane, then on to Honolulu to get on an even smaller plane. I'm sure your wife was like, maybe we should punt.
Mm.
Yeah, we thought about it. We wanted to travel. We're tired of COVID, right? We've been wanting to travel. And, you know, we actually thought the odds of this happening twice is very, very small. We like the odds. We just said, let's go.
I would have taken another airline.
Yeah.
United is the worst. They're the worst. Travis, I can't even tell you how bad my experiences have been with United.
He's not a fan.
I mean, you've had the worst experience.
Hey, Travis, what was your biggest fear? That the engine was going to fall off or that maybe that fire was going to head up into the fuselage kind of thing?
Right. Well, your brain goes a lot of places when you see flames. You're like, is this whole plane going to explode? My other worry was if that engine comes flying off, and I mean, who knows what damage that could do the rest of the plane, or you just don't know. Those things aren't supposed to come off, and it was not supposed to be wobbling like it was. There's a lot of things going through your head, trying to stay calm. I was trying to stay calm for my wife because, like I said, she doesn't like to fly, and I was having trouble staying calm because it just looked so bad.
Did you ever think you were going to die?
You know, I don't think I got to that point. You know, you hope, right? You're just hoping, but your heart's just racing, and I didn't get to that point. I really didn't.
Travis Luke, he was on the flight with his wife, United. The exposed engine started to spew flames, and all these pieces of the plane started falling away, and he's watching it as it happens. Hey, man, have a good vacation. Now you're in Hawaii. Don't take United back, though, okay? Get another airline.
He hates
all right?
United.
I hate United,
hates United,
all right?
Travis.
Good luck, man.
All right,
thanks,
bye,
man.
Guys.
All right, Travis Luke survived that scary situation.
Scary.
All right, coming up next, pop quiz.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Open the phones.
Do it.
602.
More numbers.
277.
Add some more.
5827.
Those are some more.
True and false questions. Maybe you'll win a prize. Maybe you won't.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right, time to play pop quiz. 277-KTAR. True, false questions about the day's news. Chad, who's first?
All right, let's do this. Let's go. Matt, surprise. Surprise us, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? Matt, true or false? Kanye West has filed for divorce from Kim Kardashian. True or false?
True.
Oh, you're dead to me.
Oh, man.
It was actually Kim Kardashian who filed for divorce.
Either way, I
on
think
Kanye.
We all won. I think we all won on that one. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, let's go to... Earl in Mercer. What's happening, Earl?
What's happening?
All right, Earl, true or false, Kanye believes it was his presidential run that was the straw that broke the camel's back with Kim. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Really, of all the stuff, that's the one that broke the camel's back?
Dr. Anthony Fauci says we could still be wearing masks in the year 2022. True or false?
True.
It is true. The first endangered species to be cloned in the U.S. is a brown-footed ferret. True or false?
False.
It is false. It's a black-footed ferret. Very well played.
Very well done.
Somebody sent flamingo dancers to perform in front of Ted Cruz's house. True or false?
True.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's
oh,
false.
We lost Earl. Scott Bell is in Glendale.
It was a mariachi band.
A mariachi band playing mariachi music.
All right, Bill, pop quiz. True or false? An Arizona Diamondbacks ambassador has pledged to rollerblade 96 miles in honor of a late 9-year-old superfan. True or false?
True.
Oh, it's false. It was a coyote ambassador, an Arizona coyote ambassador.
Yeah, explain the coyote. Hockey.
It's hockey.
Yeah, okay. Just one
I thought I said
no.
Arizona
coyote. Yeah, but I just want everybody to realize they're like, there's coyote, actually, like somebody from, no, not
like there's actually
way.
Hockey in Arizona?
No, yeah, yes, oh. But it's not somebody across the border helping people get over.
Oh, geez.
I know. Andy Gilbert, what's happening?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's all right, happening? Pop quiz, true
pop
or false?
Quiz.
The Diamondbacks sold out all of their spring training games in less than 24 hours. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, my God. Adam. Let's do this, Adam. People are sucking.
Let's go, guys.
I work hard to get you guys prizes, and you guys let me down. I don't know if I'm a fan of that.
Adam, true or false, a Cabbage Patch doll was recently sold at a Phoenix thrift store and had 5,000 fentanyl pills inside. True or false?
True.
No, it's false. You're dead to me.
It was a glow worm.
It was a glow
nobody worm. Wins because we don't have winners, kids. I can't. It was a glow worm.
See, Chad's job is to give you a prize. My job is to trick you and make you go home with nothing.
Good stuff, too. We had the the Mauritian, I think it is. It's a true story about the 9/11, the guy that supposedly put everything together. And the legal team that basically said, well, we're going to defend this guy.
Hmm. Well,
Jodie Foster's in it. I watched a Daniel Boone episode yesterday. Daniel Boone, going way back. Fess Parker, Jimmy Dean, the Sausage King and country singer, and Jodie Foster. She was about 5 years old.
Why don't you watch something from this set, Drew?
I do.
Okay.
All kinds of good stuff. Watch some stuff tonight. Gunsmoke.
Oh, geez. Gunsmoke.
Phenomenal.
All right. Becky Lynn has Arizona's evening news. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
Super Best Friend.